This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, and good morning. Good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Kansas City Wheat Pit and Chicago Board of Trade. And, of course, we give the overnights at 8:49 on our pre-opening commodity market reports. The September wheat contract in Kansas City opened at 457. That was up 3 1/4. The December contract at 470 1/2 was up 3 1/4 as well. And March wheat opened at 477, up 3 3/4. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 369. That was up 3. The December contract opening at 389, up 2. March at 408, up 3 1/2. And July 07 wheat at 421 was up 1/2 on the open. September corn opened at 225, up 1 1/2. December at 241 3/4, up 1 3/4. March corn at 256 3/4, up 2 1/4. The May contract at 266, up 1 3/4. July at 274 1/2, up 1 1/4. September 07 corn at 282, up 1 1/2. And December 07 at 291 3/4, up 1 3/4. September soybeans, 553 1/2, up 1 1/4. November unchanged at 566 1/2 on the open. January opened at 579. That was down 1/4. The March contract at 590 1/2, up 1 1/4. And the May contract at $6.75, up 1 1/4. July 07 soybeans at 610 1/2, up 3/4. Soybean meal for September up $1 at 160.70. And the October contract at 161.50, up 120. Soybean oil for September at 25.55, up 3. And the October contract at 25.75, up 7. Over in the Mercantile Exchange, the August feeder cattle open at 115.90, unchanged. September unchanged at 116.05. And October at 116.95, up 2 1/2. August live cattle up 35 to 87.55. October up 10 at 91.55. And the December contract at 90.85, up 5. October lean hogs up 13 1/2 to 66.30. December unchanged at 62.75. February down 12 1/2 at 62.25. And April at 61.90, up 85. And the February 07 pork belly contract opened at 88 even. And that was down 45.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As we take a look at the trade right now, a lot of green on the screen, and the Kansas City wheat contracts are trading up 4 3/4 to up 6 1/4 right now. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat's trading up 3 1/2 to 5, and the corn contracts are trading up 1 3/4 to 2 higher. The soybeans anywhere from 2 higher to 3 and, well, 9 cents higher. No, that would be 3 1/4. I was looking down at the August soybeans, which aren't trading right now. So we're at a range from 2 to 3 1/4 higher. And let's take a look at those numbers and get some analysis from Dan Zwicker this morning of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, it's nice to see the green on the screen, although I guess the corn in kind of a narrow range, but the wheat seems to be pretty active today.
Well, actually, all three commodities are what we're trying to do here after the August crop report here a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. We had some pretty good hits. The market kind of went ahead and sank into a low there on Friday, and then it kind of reversed up on some of the contracts. So technically, the market was ripe for some short covering activity. We've had an awful bad hit there after the August crop report. Fundamentally here, what's kind of driving at least the corn and soybeans are generally ideas that USDA's crop estimate on corn anyway for the August reports probably fairly high or fairly rich based upon what we're hearing on this crop tour that's going across the Midwest here this week. At least that indicates that maybe that crop number is not going to grow and even has a chance of coming down. And I think that's somewhat important in the sense is that the trade, one of the reasons why the corn had such a negative reaction to USA's crop estimate is because it's statistically over the past so many years or whatever, USDA has a tendency to understate the final crop size by 4 or 5 or 6 bushels. I forget the exact statistics. So when USDA came out with 152 right away, the trade says, oh, man, it might be 155 or 156. So that's why I think the market had such a negative reaction where we were down like 14 cents, I think, that day. Then that last week we continued with some drip on down. So now what we've done now, at least, on ideas that the crop may not be that big, at least that's what's being indicated. So we're kind of back to where we were at the end of the session there when the on crop report day, D's corn kind of, I think, settled that day around 241 or 243 or something. So we're kind of back to that level now. So we've kind of erased last week's gains on some short covering activity. And, you know, it's at least laying the groundwork. We've got some cyclical counts that kind of suggest that corn is ripe here for a pretty important low. But we need to see some validation of that. We need to see some follow-through strength either here on Friday or on early next week. But it does look to me like corn could be tracing out kind of an important low in here.
Mm-hmm. What about the impact of the expiration of the September options tomorrow?
Well, that'll go into delivery here in another. We've got a few more days here, some into next week, I guess. And that'll be the kind of a confirmation or something that you'll look for. I mean, I think if the September contract would begin to rally on first notice day, I think that would help solidify the fact that maybe the corn market is tracing out an early harvest low or a late summer low, whatever you want to call that. That's going to be the thing that traders will be watching when these September contracts go into expiration, whether or not the next contract slides on down into those levels as they expire there during the first couple weeks of September.
Anything you're watching on the outside markets?
Well, outside market activity, I'd say something that may be more important to the farmer community is that natural gas, which is a big ingredient in nitrogen prices, does look like technically we're coming out of an important low in here. So that is maybe signaling that, you know, nitrogen prices aren't going to get a whole lot cheaper and may even run the risk of moving higher as you go into the fall. But that's something we kind of watch. It's not an exact correlation, but that's something at least a person needs to kind of watch a little bit.
All right, Dan, thank you much.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois, and he'll join Todd Gleason on the closing market report, which begins at 2:06 this afternoon. And we'll be taking a look at some of the current trading numbers here as we see how things are progressing on the Chicago Board of Trade and at Kansas City. First of all, the September Kansas City wheat at 457 now is up 3 1/4. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade at 370 3/4 is up 4 3/4. December at 390 3/4 up 3 3/4. September corn on the Board of Trade at 225 up 1.5. December at 241.5 is up 1.5. March at 256 1/4 up 1 3/4. And December at 291 3/4. This is December 07. 291 3/4 up 1 3/4. Soybeans for September, 554 up 1 3/4. November at 567 3/4 up 1 1/4. January at 581 up 1 3/4. And November at 629 up 1 3/4. September soybean meal, 161.10 up 140. The oil is down 6 at 25.46. August feeder cattle, 115.87.5, down 2.5 now. August live at 87.70, up 50. October at 91.82.5, up 37.5 in October. Lean hogs at 66.55, up 37.5.
Information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Crude oil down 6 cents a barrel right now at 71.70. CRB index up 67 at 335.38. The dollar is down 0.08 at 85.05. The Dow Industrial's up at 11,296.94. Actually, they're just about holding even. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.